So this week, as you are probably all well aware, the Olympics are underway. The athletes have trained, some would consider, for their whole lives for the events of this month. As Mr. Zierung mentioned in the editorial this week, swifter, higher, and stronger are some of the superlatives frequently mentioned in the context of the Olympics. But another one that Mr. Zierung did not mention, which is also often cited today, is the attribute of agility. And that is what I would like to talk about today. Agility, briefly defined, is the ability to change direction rapidly. And certainly, it's pretty clear how such an attribute would be required to become an accomplished athlete in any given event. But I'm not going to talk about athletic agility today. What I am going to talk about is life agility, the ability to rapidly make changes in the direction of your life and make the necessary adjustments to be successful. As Christians, we need to have the ability to rapidly change direction in our lives if we are to be successful. So today I'll go through a couple of examples of this kind of agility, both a successful example and a failed example, and then I intend to show you why it is important. One of the greatest examples of in the Bible of agility is displayed with the disciples. I'll have you turn to Luke chapter 5, and I'll read verses 1 through 11. So Luke chapter 5, starting in verse 1 and reading through 11. So it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he, speaking of Jesus, got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." In verse 5, but Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." And when he had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. That's a lot of fish, right? When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." So Simon Peter is the person I'm mostly focusing on for this passage. He's just awestruck at this point. For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will catch men." And verse 11, so when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him. You notice a rapid change in direction there? Absolutely. At one point, Simon Peter and James and John are fishermen. And after this particular event, they change direction rapidly, leaving everything that they've known and worked for behind to follow Jesus Christ. The more I think about this particular passage, the more I'm completely awestruck by the absolute dedication of these disciples. In a few scriptures before this, we read about Simon's mother-in-law, so we can conclude that Simon did have a wife to take care of, and that's basic knowledge that is generally agreed upon. We also know that he was a fisherman, so he probably wasn't living off of a trust fund. Now, with the knowledge of all this, knowing that he had financial responsibilities to take care of, he forsook everything and followed Jesus Christ. On that day, at a particular moment, Simon Peter made a life-changing decision to do something completely different in his life. He changed direction on a dime or on a boat, but regardless, you get the point. He was faced with leaving his means of making a living and supporting a family for the sake of following Jesus. Now, I wonder, anecdotally, how his wife reacted when he came home that night. Honey, honey, I quit my job, and I'm dedicating all my time to go follow and help Jesus. Now, I jest a little bit here because the example is pretty extreme. But in reality, Simon Peter was able to make this decision so quickly, with such agility, because he was prepared to make that decision. And certainly, it was no whim. He had been thinking about the importance of following Jesus beforehand, which made it easy for him to make this apparently quick decision. When the opportunity came his way, he took it because he had the right foundation and guiding principles in his life. I'm going out on a limb here a little bit, but I guess that Simon Peter's wife was actually probably excited when he told her the news, because they probably have talked about it, as married couples do. We talk about important things in our lives, and a supportive spouse is always happy when top priorities are followed through with. And that was probably the case with Simon Peter. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's easy to handle the change, but that's what agility is about. Simon Peter was prepared to handle and tackle and manage the change in direction when it came along. I'm going to read an example of the contrary to you. And this is in Matthew 8, and I'll read verses 18 through 22. So turn over to Matthew 8, if you will. And I'll read verses 18 through 22. And when Jesus saw great multitudes about him, he gave a command to depart to the other side. Then a certain scribe came to him, came and said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Jesus telling him what he's getting himself into. Then another of his disciples said to him, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Follow me and let the dead bury their own dead." In this example, we see the opposite example. We have a man who gave lip service to being willing to follow Christ wherever he went. But when the opportunity presented itself, he had something else to do first. Now, we understand that this man did not have an actual corpse to put in the ground at that moment, but rather an elderly father still alive and well to take care of. But the point is, to follow Christ was just an inconvenience to him at that moment and at this particular time in that scribe's life. Since the scribe had set up a rigid structure of life around him in ways that didn't need to be rigid, he was unprepared to follow through with what he said that he wanted to do. His area of concern is proven here, and his priorities are shown to be off balance. The scribe was more dedicated to living the physical life than the spiritual. When the opportunity to follow Christ occurs, he was not ready because he was too tied up with the details of living his life, unprepared to change direction. This is an interesting example to me because it makes me ask myself what sorts of things I've committed to in this life that would prevent me from changing directions when it becomes required. Am I, speaking rhetorically, am I prepared to forsake all and follow Christ? Or do I really need to mow my lawn this afternoon? Not this afternoon, but tomorrow afternoon. With the rain, I might have an out on that. But my point is that we need to be able to make those decisions. All right, so how, then, can we become more agile? What makes it easy to change direction, and what makes it difficult to change direction? There are many elements involved, but I'd like to focus on just one of those elements, and that's foundation. To give you a metaphor, if you are physically moving in a straight line in one direction, where a rapid change in direction is required, you're going to be much much more successful if you make your turn on concrete than you would if you wait until you hit the sand. We need to have something from which to turn on. A rapid change in direction requires a solid reference point from which to guide our new direction. As Christians, this means that we need to have a sharp and clear understanding of what our goals are so we can go down the right path quickly when we need to adjust our course. Without that foundation, without those guiding principles, we'll wind up careening in directions we don't want to go and floundering while we try to figure out how to make the right decision, wasting time. I'm going to have you turn to Luke chapter 6, and I'll give you a positive example of how we're supposed to be. Luke 6, and I'll read verses 47 through 49. Luke 6, starting in verse 47. Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. I'll stop there. In order to become agile in our lives, we need to be both flexible to make changes, but also unmoving and concretely established in other ways. Otherwise, when we have to make decisions, we'll be without foundation and without any way to make a quick decision. It becomes much more difficult to decide what to do. Now, to be completely flexible is to flounder, to have no direction whatsoever. And this is what happens when we lose our sharpness and purpose as Christians. This is what happens when we let our understanding slip. On the other hand, to be completely rigid in every aspect of our lives is to become brittle, such that we set up so many unnecessary rules in our lives that are not founded in the Bible and the teachings of it, that it becomes difficult to make modifications. So we have to strike a balance. And it is critical, absolutely, to remain flexible in the right ways. And this happens by setting up our top priorities in our lives. When we know what's important, we know how to make decisions quickly when it's required. Those decisions, in essence, have been made ahead of time. The other side of the coin is when you know what's not important. You know what's expendable. So our foundation sets our priorities. Our foundation provides us the means to go in the directions we need to when it becomes required. So when exactly is it required of us? Probably every day, right? But ultimately, there will come a time when we're going to face an instance like the following passage. And I'll read Luke 17, verses 28 through 33. You can turn there if you like. But Luke 17, starting in verse 28. Likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. They were living their lives, right? But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even so will it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he who is on the housetop and his goods are in the house, let him not come down to take them away. And likewise, the one who is in the field, let him not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to save his wife will lose it, and whoever loses his life will preserve it. Here we see an example where absolute agility, being able to make a decision as soon as you see a scenario arise, is absolutely required. These people in the field are not turning back. They're making a decision immediately. And the reason why they are going to be able to do that has to do with the fact that they have their priorities set in line their decisions made ahead of time. And in doing that, they become agile enough to do the right thing. So achieving a state of agility means more than the ability to master physical discipline. In our lives, it means being able to change course definitively and with confidence when the need and opportunity arises. It means being ready for change. It means that we need to expect change. We know that when the last days come, they'll be coming so quickly that it will be hard to believe. And for this reason, we need to have trained ourselves and made decisions about how to respond. But we can't be too rigid. By doing so, we set up stumbling blocks for ourselves and misplacing priorities. We need to make our decisions ahead of time, planning our way, knowing specifically what rules we want to abide by. Will allow our decisions to be made much easier. The unexpected becomes more expected or easier to handle, making us poised to leap in the right direction at the right time. The following scripture that I'll read is a good summary of this all, and it will be familiar. Proverbs 16:9 states, "A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps." To be agile in our lives, we need to have a plan and an established foundation. This provides us with the goal and guiding principles that we need. And clearly, these need to have deep roots in the teachings of the Bible. But with that, we need to trust in God to provide us with the opportunities to follow through with those plans. We can't write a script for our lives planning out every single event because we're not the ones in control. God is. And with God in control, and with the guidance of the Bible, the steps that we take in our life can be made with agility.